is brought to you by GloryGiftStore.com. At GloryGiftStore.com, we offer the very latest in quality Christian supplies, from DVDs and books to Bibles in every translation, communion, jewelry, T-shirts, clergy robes, and even homeschooling supplies are also available. GloryGiftStore.com, where you'll find everything to meet your Christian needs. So stop by GloryGiftStore.com today. That's GloryGiftStore.com.
There we go. It's another day. Welcome to the Choose the Joy broadcast. This is Brother Eric, and we're on the second day of Living Single. And a shout out to our sponsor, GloryGiftStore.com. Remember, to all the listeners, go to GloryGiftStore.com and type in Choose to Joy, all one word, as a promotional code, and you get 15% off. That's GloryGiftStore.com. Today, we have a most special guest. I've been knowing this brother since he was about 7, 5, 6, 7. And I've watched him grow from a young kid to a young man. And let's see if we can squeeze him on here. Hold on just a second. Robert Scales, are you there?
Yeah. What's up, E?
That's what I'm talking about. I had to get up and do some push-ups this morning. I had to get ready for Rob. I had to do some push-ups.
Oh, yeah, you already know. Got to keep the
dude,
body
Rob,
tight.
Dude, I remember when you was younger, you used to be like real stubby and chubby. And, you know, I was coming out of high school, so, you know, I was playing football and stuff. And I was like, man, that's cool, man. You know, at least if we hang around Rob, you know, my body looked more fit than his. And then this brother went to high school and started playing football. Mm. And just the same thing happened to me. As soon as you started playing football, your body started changing. You did a growth spurt, started getting muscles. And then, I tell you what really kind of helped you, you know how the Bible says, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. I remember you got sick.
Oh, yeah.
You got skinny, bro. I'm like, man, this dude is like,
lost
real
like
skinny.
20 pounds in like 2 weeks. That was awful.
Oh, man, that dude went on the crack fast, man. I got real skinny. And then when you went to college, man, you just got bulk, man. You just beast up.
Yeah.
You really like working out now, don't you?
Oh, yeah, man. It's a lifestyle, man. You know,
how often do you work out?
Man, I work out at least 5 times a week. So, I find time so I can go to, you know, just stay healthy, man, and, you know, not just I want to grow physically, but, you know, when you grow spiritually and physically, I think that benefits a lot of people instead of just one or the other. So I like to keep that a good balance in my life.
I need you, and I know you're enjoying, you know, living for Jesus and single, but I need you to get married and have a kid. Then I can really, so you can really show me how to work out as a married
father. Hey, I'm all for it.
You write that book, I'll follow it step by step.
Yes.
All right, man, let's hop right on into it, man. Like I said, I've been knowing you for so long, and, man, and I didn't really know you personally. I mean, I knew of you, and, you know, we ran across each other. We probably had a few conversations when you was younger, but what was life like growing up in those younger years of yours?
You know, it's, you know, looking back on it and just seeing where I came from, you know, I had both my parents in my household, and I see how that really impacted my life, even from high school into college.
Wow.
And I seen the value of, you know, having a father, because now I can honestly say I know how to be a man. You know, I know how to take care of a family, and I know how to be there for my kids, just because I had that in my life.
Right.
And
people out there who have that absent in their life, man, they just don't have a clue, man. They don't have a clue. Let's get into even your younger years, though, because when I used to see you, it seemed like you did a good job, maybe before you went to high school, of just kind of staying away from the crowd, man. I mean, you was around your mom, and you just didn't fall into that mode where you got caught up with running with everybody. Did you just not like people? Or
well,
how were you able to do it?
You know, I give credit to, you know, the church we went to at the time was Faith is the Victory. And I was heavily involved in our children's church and our youth. And so I had young people that live like me. You know, I had my close friends who live like me. And, you know, having that good influence around you, it just made it easy to just be obedient, you know.
Right. Was obeying your father and your mother, was that like kind of at the top of the list of your focus when you were younger?
Oh, yeah. I tell people this, you know, I believe my very first Bible verses to ever learn in the Bible was Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, about children obeying your parents in the Lord, for this is right, honor your father and mother, which is the first of the Ten Commandments with a promise, and that I may be well with you, and that you may live a long life on the earth. And my dad really stressed that in me, that, son, you know, if you don't obey, you're not going to live long, you know. And I'm like, I don't want to die, you know. And so, you know, they just put the fear of the Lord in me, and it made things easy because I didn't want to disobey.
So you get off and you go to high school, and
mm-hmm.
I remember your father tells us so many times how you went to a Christian school, and at your Christian school, you would get Christian of the Year every year.
Yes.
And I kind of remember you in this spot. It's like, almost like you had a dark cloud over your head for a moment. And you just got around the wrong person, or what happened that year?
Yeah. And that was it was right before I went to high school. It was probably my last year of middle school in eighth grade. And just start hanging around, you know, one person. And you can just see the influence. I mean, I got in trouble the most that year than I ever had before in school, and got exposed to a lot of things such as music and, you know, different languages people talk about and stuff. And I can see how that brought me away from my identity with Christ.
What do you suggest for somebody? Like, is it good to be shielded, protected from, you know, like, I guess from the stuff that guy exposed you to, or how should somebody growing up like you, how should they get exposed to it, or should they just be shielded from it their whole life?
You know, sooner or later, you're going to have to stand up for the test and against this type of stuff, and a lot of times what it does is really just going to locate you whether you are, how spiritual you are.
Right.
And, you know, in some of those areas, you know, I wasn't as, you know, geeked up as I, you know, thought I was. And so it exposed me. But at the same time, if you're going to be exposed, you can either stay the way you are or you can change that. You know, learn from your mistakes.
Was there a moment where you was like, man, the reason why I'm messing up because I'm hanging around with this joker? Did you get it at one moment? You just got it?
No, I really wasn't even paying attention to that.
Wow.
I think that was just an just some wisdom, guidance from my parents, who they saw I was hanging around, and they saw how he acted one day around his parents. And I guess that, you know, what's done in the dark is going to come to light. And so, you know, my darkness just got exposed through that.
I got you. And going through high school, I remember you playing football. I saw you started to change. I mean, your whole appearance started to change. But seems like, I don't know, you correct me if I'm wrong, this is just what I observed. It's like your
mm-hmm.
senior year going into college or somewhere around there, it's when you, it's almost like, I know you got saved when you was like 2 years old, but it's almost like you got born again, almost like the light came on you. Did something happen around that time?
Well, I knew from transition from high school to college, I knew it was going to be a whole different level of maturity, a whole different level of wisdom, a whole different level of devils that I was going to have to face.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was going to become a decision where whether I'm just going to fall into this trap or I'm going to now make a decision that I'm going all the way with Christ.
Right.
And so I had to make a decision that I'm going to stick with this, head down, eyes on the prize, and just go all the way with it.
And, it's like you and just called fire for. It's like you called fire for a little moment right there. It's like, man, you just. I don't know. It's just a light came on you where you was just more explosive. Were you nervous going into college?
Yeah. I mean, it's an exciting time, and then also it's like, what do I expect? I think the most nervous thing about it was that I went to a university where none of my friends from high school went to.
Wow.
So it was just like I didn't know nobody.
And I talked to Marvin yesterday, and he said going into college, he had made up his mind that he was just going to try everything.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting saved and didn't try none of that. But what was your mindset going into school, going into college?
Mine was a little different from that. Like, I knew in my heart I didn't want to drink. I didn't want to smoke. I knew I didn't want to have sex. But it was still those other things that, you know, I still want to have this calling in my life where I didn't have to do all this, but what else can I do for fun that doesn't cause me to just look like a heathen?
I got
in
you.
Such
so
a way.
Was a line. It was a line you was willing to kind of just get close to, but you didn't want to cross
yes.
the line.
Yes.
What was, I've heard you say this plenty of times. I talk about it to my class when I teach, but what was the biggest temptation when you got to college? Because you already decided you wasn't going to do drugs, you didn't want to have sex, but what was the biggest temptation when you got to college your freshman and sophomore year?
I'm going to tell you the two biggest temptations was, of course, I say the females. And, you know, that's, and then the other one was music, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. And so, like, just worldly music?
Yeah, secular music. Because, that was all that played. I mean, I stayed in freshman year, we stayed in the freshman dorm, and you walk in the hallway, that's all you heard. And,
I hate worldly music. So you're in college. What are some of the things, because I know how silly women can be, and not all women are silly and crazy, but a large percentage of them.
Yes.
But I know it drove them crazy when you would let people know that you was a virgin and you're saving yourself for marriage. What's some of the stuff women would try to do to get at you?
Man, and I'm telling this, man, women are, they're deceiving. I know the devil is deceiving inside a lot of them. But, you know, they're just so willing to do whatever you want to do. Like, they're just willing to do whatever you want them to do for you.
And they wanted to be your first, then. They wanted to turn you out.
I mean, they wanted to, you know, I've said like this, people want what they can't have. And once they saw they couldn't have me, they wanted me even more.
Oh, man. Somewhere in there, though, it became, that part became easier for you. When was that?
Yeah. I say toward my end of my, probably close to my senior year, that's when things, you know, became easier with that. Because after you done said no so many times, you know, it's supposed to get easier, even though it'll still be temptation each year, be a different female, a different group of girls or something like that that comes near you. But, you know, I knew in my heart that I didn't want to sin against the Lord or against my body.
Amen. Was there somebody at school in those 4 years where she was just a knockout and it was really a tough decision?
I wouldn't say a tough decision to have sex.
Yeah.
But maybe a tough decision to do other things besides sex.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always, again, I just tell you how deceiving the devil is, because he will send you someone that's, you know, someone that goes to church, someone who's a virgin, and he'll send someone like that, and they will all of a sudden want to just do whatever. And so you think in your mind, well, at least, and you're thinking, well, she hasn't been with a lot of people. She ain't been with nobody, really. You know, we both grew up kind of the same way and stuff. And I think those situations are the hardest.
So, hold on, let me clear this up. Let me be clear. So ran into somebody who was a virgin, grew up Christianly, yes. and, you know, and praise the Lord, this and that. And
yes.
they was ready to lose all that for you?
Yes.
Golly, whoo, the flesh is just wild, man. That's,
it is.
That's why the Bible says make no provision for the flesh.
Amen.
And I was
yes.
talking to Trey, man. Me and Trey, we be rapping about this kind of stuff all the time. And he was talking about the girl he dated, like his high school and his first college girl. They dated for about a year, and she was a virgin. And
yeah.
even with her being a virgin, she still might be a virgin to this day, actually. It was still the biggest mistake he's ever made in his life. And he thought, you know, it was cool because she didn't want to have sex. But, man, there's so much more to it than just that, you know.
Yes.
So you played football all 4 years in college?
Correct, yes.
Right, tell me about the parties. I mean, I know after some of them games they wanted to go to the party. It was like, come on, Rob, you want a drink? You want to come on, let's
yeah.
go.
And yeah.
how was that temptation?
Drinking and smoke. I got, you know, it's the first time I really, you know, being around people that smoked every day. And, you know, it's just part of this culture, you know, that, you know, especially in college, especially in being an athlete as well. You know, I think one of the things freshman year, you know, we're talking about fraternities and, you know, I thought about one time crossing into a fraternity. And so we was getting invited to everything, to probates, to step shows,
yeah.
every this and that. But, you know, I finally realized that I don't need this, you know, because the only thing I see them doing is partying.
Right.
And it worked out good because the time we was all about to cross, I think it was only two people, you know, out of my freshman class that came in with me that, you know, grades were up to par to even, you know, enter into the fraternities. So they end up just canceling the whole thing, which I was
wow.
kind of thankful for because I really didn't want to do that.
yeah.
But I think a lot of times, you know, like people be having stuff at their house, parties at the house and stuff, and it just put like this, it wasn't my scene, like, you know,
right.
And I know a lot of times I'll be the person, when the cops come, I'll drive by and pick up people and take them back to campus, you know, just not so they wouldn't drive or nothing. It's kind of like that, just
right.
just a designated taxi driver or something like that.
It's needed, man. So you,
yeah.
how old are you, Rob?
24. Yeah.
And so
yes.
this is what everybody was saying, because you went through high school, you wasn't dating, you didn't have no girls, you didn't drink,
yeah.
smoking weed, and you was just clean. And
yes.
so everybody said, okay, let's wait till he get to college.
Yes.
What's going to happen when he get to college? So did
yeah.
you make it out of college without doing any drugs, drinking, or having any sex?
Yes, I did. And and I'll tell you this, man, you know, because I knew people wanted to see me fail because they didn't believe this lifestyle can be done.
Right.
So at the same time, they just put more fire in me, motivated me more to really just get after Christ and ask him to just be involved in my life daily.
Amen.
Because I wanted to come out and say, it can be done, and now this is how you do it.
So how do you do it? If you was talking to somebody and they wanted to know, how could they go through college without falling into those temptations, what would you tell them?
Man, I say you have to have a true relationship with Christ.
Right.
You know, I stress this to our youth at our church. You know, a lot of people, they just think they can just do everything of their own strength. But I've come to realization that I need God's grace in my life. And admitting that I'm weak and getting him involved, that's what's going to make me strong. And a lot of people don't want to get Christ involved. They don't want to spend time with him daily. They don't read their word daily. And that's something my parents put in me as a young age, just to read my Bible daily. And I did that all through college. You know, putting a time set just for Christ in the morning times before my day got started.
That's awesome.
And I say, you know, you have to want to have a true relationship with Christ. You know, you can't play no games in these areas. And another thing, you can't put yourself in positions where you know you're going to fail.
Wow. Just staying out of that position will keep you
yes.
from falling. You can't do it if it's not around you.
Yes.
Man, that's awesome, man. And I'd like to say, actually, I made it through barber school without doing any of that stuff too. So, you know, it was just a year and a half, and we had about 12 people in my class, but it
yeah.
might not be the same, but I'm proud of it, so I don't care what
yeah,
nobody
but
says.
That's awesome. Yeah, it is.
Barber school. Like, all right. So at the church, I know you've been really helping the youth, man. I've been really proud of you, man, pulling them guys together. The youth is together, man. And I know
yes.
one thing they've kind of the being said about you is, oh, Mr. Rob, he's perfect. He'll never make mistakes. Is he really that
yeah.
perfect? He does everything right.
Yeah.
So tell us about a time. I think it got mentioned like in church, but you did make a mistake, and tell us about that.
Yeah. You know, and on there, probably. Kind of puts stuff aside because, you know, even, you know, a lot of people don't know, you know, half of me, but they just see my spiritual side, and that's what you want people to see a lot. But they
right.
need to see that, you know, if you have made a mistake, that how Christ has brought you out.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I have made a mistake. I have kissed a girl before. And I guess everybody, when they said that, you know, I feel like the whole church just got silenced. Everybody's like, oh, you know. And I told the youth this, you know, and I said, you know, at the time when that happened, the kiss wasn't even the bad part to me.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that got to me was, and a lot of people don't know this, the thing that got to me was, is that I wasn't bold enough to tell my flesh no,
right.
that you can't have your way. And so that located me spiritually. And a lot of people don't know this, on my way home, I cried all the way back home.
Wow.
Because I'm like, I'm not even all geeked up what people think I am. You know, how can I teach something that I'm not, that I can't even live myself? And
that's
so that just made me,
that
just made me get in there closer with Christ, repent of that, and tell him to take that desire to want that out of my mind and out of my thoughts. And so now, and that's, like I said, and that's how it becomes easy to say no.
It's funny because if somebody's from the world listening, even me just listening to it's like, you know, that's so little. You know, somebody was listening who's, you know, probably having sex every day or, you know, really struggling with lust doubles. And they
yeah.
say, man, he had a kiss? Is that bad? You know?
Yeah.
But you've been the guy that we've always been able to say he's never kissed and never held hands with a girl. So I guess
yeah.
for a lot of people it could be big. But for you to make it this long and live the way you live, it's just, I tell you this, man, I didn't know, I thought, people, including myself, had to grow up and experience fornicating, experience drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
And I thought my kids was going to have to go through the same thing until I met you and your father.
Yeah.
And so
and that's what a lot of young people think growing up. You know, I'm going to go have all my fun, you know, do all this, get this out of my system, and then after all that's done, then I'll come back, dedicate my life back to Christ, and everything will be, you know, good and perfect.
And it just don't happen that way, man. What do you see with the guys you went to school with? You see the guys, and they dabble in the world life, the worldly way of doing things. What did their lives turn out like?
You know, I'm glad you brought this up. You know, I can tell you this. I know some people might have turned out good, you know, stuff, but like, I consider myself, I was one of the smartest people on my team.
Wow.
And I know, and I know my last year I went to grad school in college, and I was the only person that walked with a graduate degree.
Wow, you was the only person
that walked. Now, I wasn't the only person that walked for my undergraduate degree, but for my master's, I was the only football player that walked.
Wow.
And you've
got to see how the world has just affected your teammates, and it just affected everybody else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can see that, you know, a lot of them were just, you know, just steps behind because they're just so focused on this now. You know, I just want to have fun now. I want to gratify my flesh now.
Wow.
And
there's just,
you know,
I'm told you're going to have to pay for doing that.
Yes.
Tell me, Rob, what's in the future for you, man? What you got planned for going forward, man? You're going to be in the ministry? You're going to help the youth? What's going on?
You know, right now I'm getting my doctorate right now. And I'm getting my doctorate right now, and I'm the youth pastor at Jesus Answer Church, and I was listening to Marv the other day, coming in, you think, I'm a business major, so I'm coming in, again, gonna be a corporate one day, Fortune 500 company, work my way up all the way to the top, be a CEO, CFO. Just be the man, drive all the fancy cars and, go on vacations, had the baddest wife, had the perfect kids,
right.
You're just thinking about all this stuff. But I'm enjoying allowing the Lord to use me, man, because I know so many young people, need this in their life, and I'm excited the Lord's using me. I know in a couple weeks I'm going to go speak at my high school.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I know none of them, half of them probably don't even know the way I've lived through college. So I'm excited to give that testimony and to impact them. Like, yeah, all the doubters, yes, you were wrong. And how I've dedicated my life to Christ and how I'm going all the way with Him and to put that impact on them. So they can now see someone that was just in their position and where they were, and that they can go through this, have fun. Cause a lot of people think, this lifestyle is boring and stuff, but I have fun each and every day. I wake up happy each and every day. And I mean, you have no choice.
Y'all are happy, man. I look at y'all hang out together, man, and y'all are happy. They have a good time, man.
Yes.
If somebody wants to reach out to you, man, and just maybe get some advice, what's your Twitter? What's your handle?
Man, you can always hit me up on Facebook at Robert Scales, or you can email me at kingrob@cfaith.com. And that's kingrob@c, as in cat, faith, F-A-I-T-H.com.
Awesome, man. Rob, we got about 1 minute left. If you would, man, just pray for young people, man, who don't believe they can make it, man. And just pray for them that, that they'll have strength to make it throughout just life and be pure.
Yeah, man. That'd be awesome. All right, let's pray. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this awesome day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love, grace, and your mercy, and for your son, Jesus, Lord, for down the cross for our sins, shedding his blood for us. And, Lord, I just want to lift up our young people today, Lord. I know that the devil's against them, Lord, but guess what? You're greater. And, Lord Jesus, you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You can't fail. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing young men in this world who are for you, Lord, who are allowing you to move in their lives and to do whatever you say, Lord, and impacting this society, Lord, packing young men, Lord, where they can grow up and be soldiers and dedicate their hearts unto you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, and I give you all the honor, glory, and praise, Lord, and just continue to allow us to reach out to young people, Lord, and to singles, Lord, and to encourage them to look towards you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We got Rob Scales. What are you, the fourth, the fifth? What are you, Rob?
Yeah, man, the fourth.
The fourth.
The fifth ain't born yet.
Okay.
Yes,
you're the fourth.
The fourth.
I put I put it on the website. I put Rob Scales. I just wanted to make sure there was a difference between you and your dad. So I could put Robert Scales and forth. I might go back and clean that up. But, man, thanks a lot for coming on the show, man. And just thanks for staying faithful to the Lord, man.
Amen.
So see somebody do it, man. I didn't know it was possible until I met you, man. So I really appreciate that, man.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, this is the Choose the Joy broadcast. This week we're doing Living Single. This is Living Single number 2. And this show this episode is brought to you by GloryGiftStore.com. Make sure y'all go on the website today. Buy something. Put in the Choose the Joy promotional code and you get 15% off. And once again, I'm Brother Eric. That's Brother Rob Scales. And God bless you. We are out.